T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Joe WQAM is giving you a chance to win the new Nest Audio from Google. Right now, text the keyword TEMPO to 20357. That's TEMPO, T-E-M-P-O, to 20357 for your chance to win. Get the latest sports news from the Joe with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play WQAM. Your chance to win is now. Text TEMPO to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, that would be perfect for Joe, by the way. Like, I know he's always looking for someone to talk to around his house. He's always looking for answers.
He should have
get him one of these. And you just, Joe, you can just ask it questions. Have, like, your own friend.
So I just want to let you know I have my friend all set up in my bathroom to talk to me.
You have one of those Alexas or whatever in there?
I sure
something?
Do.
Wow. And in the bathroom?
Wait, Joe, you have a Google Home in your bathroom?
That's pretty awesome.
You need someone to talk. Oh, that's right, because you're a bathroom talker.
Right.
No, now it makes sense. You need someone to talk to when you're in the – it has nothing to do with the shower. You need someone to talk to while you're going to the bathroom. It's very uncomfortable going to the bathroom with you. It's always been an issue.
But it's especially the best time to get you.
Not, this building's not bad, but the old building, the stalls used to be separated by, like, a piece of cardboard.
Right.
And Joe would be – I mean, you'd be touching feet with this guy, basically, and he'd be talking to you. It was just horrible.
Are you done? Like, really, you always do this, man. You're the guy in PE when everybody had to go take showers that kept your clothes on and took the shower or ran out early so you wouldn't have to take a shower with the other guy. All right. Hey,
what does that have to do with not wanting to have a conversation with you while you're sitting on the toilet?
You act like I'm the only one that talks while I'm sitting down. I talk to everybody. And when we're in the building, if they come in, hey, what's happening, man? Oh, Joe.
I'm not going to lie. The most productive post-show conversations I've ever had with Joe right after the show were bathroom conversations.
By the way, the smell that he produces in there after the show, after he's done with his, like,
that's way
large jugs
that's
of coffee.
I mean, the guy,
he drinks coffee all morning long, and whatever he does in the bathroom is just destructive. It's
horrible. What's wrong with you? Woody, how do you bring up stuff like that
that's
so
lot.
Personal right. on a radio show? How Jeez. Dare you do that, Woody? Really hurts my feelings that you would bring that up right now. Gosh. 305-567-0560.
Wouldn't you love to be with Joe after a Taco Tuesday?
Man, what have I done to you?
I don't know. A lot.
Why don't you talk to your Google Home? Ask if it has a sense of smell.
See you.
Jeez.
Alexa, can you smell that? All right. Hey, Zach, what do we got coming in, man?
Adam Schefter, by the way, just tweeted out Antonio Brown now is officially signed with the Buccaneers. He's officially a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
I thought it was yesterday. I told everybody it was done yesterday morning.
No, he has just officially signed with the Bucs.
All right. What else you got, Zach, coming in?
Man, was also tweeted out.
Don't care about Antonio Brown.
Right. It was also tweeted out this morning, the new updated NFL draft order. Top 10 Dolphins now with that fifth pick for the Texans.
Like
Jets, Jaguars, Falcons, Giants, Dolphins, 1 through 5.
Wow. Like to keep one of those picks around 5.
Right.
Boy.
That would be great. Right.
That could be a serious impact player right there. Jeez. Right.
Hey, by the way, before you jump into the text, did you guys see the play at the end of the game where Goff, like, kind of runs forward a few yards and slides, but he's still behind the line of scrimmage?
No,
you'll see it.
It's
really controversial. So it cost someone $1 million yesterday because they actually ruled it a loss of 3 yards instead of a sack. So it's like kind of looks like a design run. And he takes off and he slides, but he's still behind the line of scrimmage. And the Bears are like, you know, they're on him. Like they're bearing down on him.
It's a sack.
And
right.
No, but they ruled it a negative 3 yard rush. I don't like talking about my fantasy team, but I actually won my fantasy matchup by a fraction of a point because that was ruled. Wow. Instead of a sack, it was ruled a negative 3 yard rush. But some guy in like a DraftKings league lost $997,000.
Oh my God. I cannot imagine.
I would not want to go through that watching that going, that did not just happen. That did not just happen.
But I didn't know that you could give yourself up like that behind the line of scrimmage and it's not a sack.
We never know. Game to game, Woody. That's decision by the official. We never know either. That's the one that is unknown that we always go back. Hey, was that what are they giving that, a sack or a loss? Never know.
Now, I know that kneel downs count as negative rushing yards because that's also comes into play in fantasy on occasion. If you're in a really close matchup and you have the quarterback going, he takes a couple steps back, that's minus points.
I think that was week one, Kyler Murray. He ran for over 100 yards. You got bonus points if you ran for over 100 yards, and he kneeled down twice, but he kneeled down in a shotgun. He took the snap out of a shotgun and lost 9 or 10 yards in two snaps and lost a huge bonus in my league. Yep.
So this play with Goff is bizarre because it does look like, I mean, it should theoretically be a sack, you would think.
Right.
But
it
goes sliding down, and they called it a negative 3 yard rush. Cost some people a lot of money.
A lot of guys losing a lot of money. What do we got coming in there, Zach?
Wow, this is what I have to walk into, huh? Hollywood ranting on Joe's poop habits. Hollywood, you got problems, dude.
Yeah, seriously, man. Yeah, I agree.
Was that too far?
Yeah.
Well, DC Rob, it looks like he might be on Hollywood's side a little bit. Wow, can't believe Joe talking about bringing up personal stuff. Didn't he record Young Greg then play it on the show? Laugh out loud. Text line stays undefeated, Joe. DC Rob.
That's done. I'm done with the Young Greg stuff on the... We did that. It was low. It was wrong. Jeff Darlington, what he did, that was terrible.
Right.
So anyway,
he gets away with it. Right. He gets away with it.
But a lot of people have asked you in the past to stop with the personal stuff on the air, myself included. And so if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it back to you.
Yeah, it's fine. I just don't think anybody wants to hear about how when I'm blowing it out, like, you know, and I'm talking to people. I'm sorry, man. But if you want to go there and it makes you feel better.
It doesn't make me feel better. Why does it make me feel better?
I don't know.
He's saying my life is in such shambles right now that I'm trying to make myself feel better by piling on you.
But you brought up the whole bathroom stuff, right? No one brought that up.
He brought up they did a Google Home in his bathroom.
I said I got Alexa.
And I remembered, and I thought of why would he want that in his bathroom? And I remembered that you're a bathroom talker.
I'm a talker, period. But go ahead.
Right. Someone said, Joe, apparently Hollywood has never had his heart broken if he actually has one.
He's got dumped. Have you just been with your wife? Is that the only girl you've ever been with?
Is she your high school sweetheart?
He might
I don't want to get into the personal stuff, Joe.
Is that the only girl you've been with? I just know. You've been dumped by somebody or?
You've seen me, Joe. Does it look like I've been dumped?
Hey, listen, man. If you play the game, you're gonna get dumped.
Right,
I just got numb to it after a while. I was just playing percentages, actually. I got dumped. All right, I knew that. I knew that wasn't gonna last. Found out I was a little bit of a phony.
All right, let me go with some more text messages. Are the Canes improving enough to be better next year without King?
Somebody I'm not worried about next year. You know, they don't have anybody who's good right now. I don't need this. Does he have another year? Does he get another year of eligibility if he wants to come back?
I don't know. I'm not even sure about that.
I believe everyone does.
I do too.
Wow. So maybe.
But
let's not worry about next year.
Enjoy the rest of this year. My God, it's college football. And by the way, I can tell you right now, Manny Diaz, whatever he doesn't get or he feels is good enough recruiting, although this recruiting class is looking really good. And if he keeps winning, it's going to continue to look really, really good. But whatever he doesn't get, he's got a great reputation in transfer portal. And they're going to get more transfer portal guys who want to come here.
That's correct.
NC State up next.
Up next. Thank you.
Yep. I wasn't at the Clemson game, but someone I know said they quit after the first score. Wasn't sure it was because of that or the targeting call.
I don't know if they quit or they just got out-coached and outplayed. I don't.
Wait, because someone was at the game, they had a better perspective.
They, right.
They
right.
said
they
that,
saw
the, that the team
they saw
quit.
It.
That's right. That's something you can only get in person.
By the way, they should have been off the field the first two drives, and they weren't. And so then from there it went. Giving
downhill.
Clemson fresh right. downs was for a targeting call and offsides was kiss of death right off the bat.
Someone said talking in the potty is like talking during someone's backswing.
Well, now you know what it's like to golf with me, too. They always go, Joe, can you shut up? Bro, stop drinking if you got to keep talking so much.
The can't well,
I'm going to mess with you, man. If you're right. on the golf course, like, dude, nobody's hit this fairway today. Really?
You're that guy.
That guy.
You are that guy. Let's see. Hot sauce in your eye is nothing. When the hot sauce is hot enough, Dave's insanity sauce, he said. And you don't wash your hands before using the bathroom. Other parts start to burn also. Ooh.
Okay.
God.
What else, Zach? Can you get on something else? Get rolling on something else, man. Give us
sure, sure. You want me
Joe doesn't want any more texts about people rubbing hot sauce all over themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
I'll skip past that. I'll skip past a couple of those. Honestly, I love Goran Dragic, but we can get Derrick Rose for half the price. He scored 18-5-5 off the bench. Plus, it'd be a great pick for pick and roll with Bam.
No,
I'd rather
no,
get
no.
Rose
stop,
to run
stop,
the second team
stop.
And use elsewhere.
What are they?
Gordon's got to make a decision. They're going to want him back. Gordon is going to like what they pay him.
Right.
And he's going to look. I think he will. I think he's going to be back. I think it's going to be back at the Heat price, though. The $19 million a year is gone.
Well, someone said give him a one-year $19 million deal.
You got to look, by the way, where Derrick Rose is putting up those numbers, okay?
I don't even know what team he played for last year.
Was it Minnesota?
Is that what it was? Detroit?
Yeah, I think it was Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit. Wow. At least he's staying healthy now. We're not talking about that
right.
poor guy. You got to admit, though, that guy's one of the most athletic dudes.
When he was healthy,
oh
that 2010 season or whatever?
He used
yeah.
to jump out of the friggin' building, too. Like, people didn't realize till he went to basket. He just played like he was about 6'10". He got up so friggin' high.
And he ran into the Heat and his career ended.
That's correct. Right.
Yeah. It wasn't very good after that, was it?
No. You got to look at it from both angles, guys. Fitzpatrick really was playing hard and playing good football, and it would not have killed Flores to mention him at least once in that press conference.
I just thought he was a little cold. Could have mentioned his name, but he went old school. He went Don Shula on it, man. I don't have to say anything. I don't have to compliment any of my players. If they're still wearing a uniform, they get to wear that Dolphin uniform. That's a great job. That's my great job
True.
To you guys.
Right.
You know, maybe Flores was heartbroken too, and he just didn't want to bring it up.
God, that heartbroken thing really.
I would have bet against that. Yeah, I would have bet against that. Someone also said, Joe, like Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to talk to my mother-in-law either.
I don't know. It's mother, not mother.
It's brother, father, and mom, right?
Yeah. So. Aaron Rodgers has never been married. He gets in these relationships
right.
with these celebrities. And
he's not with Danica.
I don't know
right?
if they say something. He just kind of dumps it and moves on to the next one.
On to the next one.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. We got – Wood, you kind of threw me off, man, on my
You threw off the whole text machine. What do you mean?
Just kind of somehow went in the bathroom where man just –
I just got to thinking, you said you had a Google Home in your bathroom, and I just got to thinking, why would you have that
because
in there? Like, it doesn't
I'm
seem like the...
taking a shower. So since you got to know everything about me, you little weasel. So when I'm in a shower, I like to sing. I sing in a shower, too. And I play the music, man, that I like. So it's fine. So I'd like, Alexa, give me a such and such song. You done?
Have you seen the movie with Joaquin Phoenix where he falls in love with the that's you. He falls in love with the girl that's like the Alexa.
I'm done falling in love, bro. I am done falling in love.
Done?
I am done.
It's Joe's only friend in his house.
I am done falling in love. This is it. Hey, I'll tell you who I am in love with is talking about health gains. I really am, especially for all the men out there. I want to share something with you that's been really good to me, and I want it to be really good to you. Let me just set it up. If you're tired and have zero sex drive, dealing with ED most likely, happens to men now in their 40s, late 40s, 50s, 60s, start to slow down in the bedroom, not sexually active anymore. You've even had your wife go, is there something wrong with me? Am I not as attractive as I used to be? If you want to knock out ED and get done with this, and you've already started looking around and you're talking to people about all these different programs, go to Health Gains. 20 plus years of helping men and their sexual health, helping them get better energy, get more out of life every day, including the bedroom. They got a bunch of great programs. They're the only place for me to go to. I've been to three different places since I started looking around, and I will tell you, nothing comes close to Health Gains. They're so professional. You get treated like you're VIP, but it's the right place to go. If you're going to do it right, really. And the Gains Wave treatment is one of the hottest things going right now. It's a 20-minute in-office treatment. No shots, no little blue pill to get you going. You get this 20-minute treatment, and you go home that night, and you're going, wow, so they told, and then you go, holy smokes. I haven't felt like this. I haven't had this sex drive in years and years and years. Man, I love telling everybody about the Gains Wave treatment. A lot of men are doing it. A lot of men are asking about it, learning more about it, and doing it. And I want you to do it Health Gains. Do it the right way. Everybody's a VIP. Free consultation with the professionals of South Florida. They're right here in South Florida. Save $150 off at Health Gains. Call 305-340-2282, 305-340-2282, or go to healthgains.com. Learn more about them. The only place to go. I know there's a lot of places out there, but there's only one Health Gains. Yeah. All right. Hey, welcome back. Nice to have you with us this morning. Michael Lombardi. Always gives his strong opinions. By the way, I forgot he was a general manager of the Cleveland Browns with Bill Belichick was the head coach.
Right, that Cleveland 95 documentary, he was there. Right?
That unbelievable coaching staff of guys that they had, of now like head coaches and like real successful people that were part of that staff. Who would have ever known? Saban, Belichick to start with. Make an argument, the best college and pro coach that we have right now. Although I'm with everybody else. This Belichick 2-4 and what's going on has sure been fun to watch. Right. I'm sure I am so glad to see that. And by the way, maybe Brady knew something, right? Maybe Brady said, I could come back and it's not even about whatever the money is. I got nobody to throw to, Bill. Bill, you got to upgrade that. There's nobody. Russell Wilson couldn't lead that group and play better. And then the reaction when Cam Newton, after that first game, everybody was, all those guys went on national TV. Everybody's wrong. Cam Newton's the man. I thought he was too. But then, now what do you say? Now we don't know about Cam Newton. Has he got arm problems? One hopping throws the other day. Just crazy. Anyway, Zach, what do we got coming in on the text machine, man?
All right, 305-567-0560 if you want to stay connected with us. Somebody said there has to be something seriously, seriously broken inside of Aaron Rodgers. Dysfunctional relationship with his parents, breaks up with every girl in a relationship with him, has issues with teammates. I just think something is really, really wrong inside his head. Somewhere, somehow, something hurt that man deeply, and he's never forgotten it.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea, but it is kind of weird. First of all, I thought it was just with the one brother that was on the dating game or the Bachelor.
Jordan Rodgers was his brother, yeah.
And then they kind of came out and said, yeah, brother didn't talk to me. Matter of fact, I hadn't talked to mom and dad in a long time.
It's a weird situation.
Remember when he gave $1 million to Paradise where they had the fire and the whole town burned down, which was close to his hometown, And they go, that's not, the one brother goes, that's nice. He gave $1 million. Maybe now that he wants to be so involved in this area again, he could call mom.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's got an interesting lifestyle, that guy. The Canes running game may improve some if they started handing the ball off from under center instead of shotgun all the time. The old traditional way still works with some play actions once in a while. Just saying, that's from the Jedi.
Jedi, everybody's out of the shotgun, man. It's life out of the shotgun. You realize a lot of these guys come to the pros and they're going,
never taken a snap. Right.
Never been under center. Never been under center.
Right.
Learning to do that for the first time.
Justin Herbert doesn't have a Ryan Fitzpatrick. Joe Burrow doesn't have a Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't think Tua needs a Ryan Fitzpatrick. If he does the job and he's not as good as they say he is, that'll be different. But there you go. So Herbert doesn't have a Fitzpatrick. Burrow doesn't. Why does Tua need one? Somebody goes, you guys act like Tua needs a babysitter or something.
Oh, I just think it's good to have him around. I think he's, that's all. If you disagree, that's fine.
So the Dolphins once again missed out on the quarterback in this draft. Herbert, guys, there we go. Tua hasn't taken, well, he's taken a snap, but hasn't started again.
We get that. We get a couple of those every day, and down the road that will be a conversation. But it can't be a conversation before my man gets to play a few games. Jeez. Mm. If you don't see anything in the first month at all, and he looks more like Rosen than Herbert, then we can have that conversation. But why not let him play? It's kind of like Canes fans. Like, why don't you worry about this season before you worry about next year?
Next year.
Halfway through this season, one loss, and everybody's asking about next year.
It's not good. Very little creativity in our run game for the Canes, tossing the fact that the defenses don't fear our receivers at all, and they could commit all their resources to stopping our repeated up the middle runs. Excuse me.
Well, it is a problem when everybody thinks they can cover your receivers, and you can load the box, but I don't know if they're just loading the box. We got guys aren't winning one-on-ones, man, inside or outside.
Mallory looked like he was limping pretty good after that first catch. I don't know if he's got some sort of injury, but it looked like he was limping.
He stayed in the game, though, right?
Yeah, I think he did. I don't think he got out. All right.
It's the damnedest thing, though. He'll have a catch for 25 yards every game, and then that's it. Like, okay.
Disappears. Without King, Manny would have a 1 or 2 win team on his hands. Not exactly building a powerhouse when you need to rely on the portal to get your best players. Oof, a lot of people down on this Canes team right now.
That's harsh right there. I
mean, right.
It's like, oof. Like, I don't know why it's one loss and you can't enjoy it. And, like, is he supposed to apologize? He went out and got Derry King because he wasn't sure about what he had or didn't feel good about it and didn't want to go with one of his two quarterbacks that weren't consistent in the last offense. So Lashley goes, hey, Derry, love to play, man, in my offense. We can do some great things. And somebody's going to rip it?
Right.
Like, what's the negative with it? He's not done with the transfer portal. And I don't know why anybody would have a trouble with transfer portal. It's now it's the new college football thing.
Right.
And if you didn't get it recruiting and your guys go, we got a chance to get such and such from a bad Pac-12 school and he's really good, you're going to take it.
The offense has not been good. They've left a lot of points on the board. Talking about the Dolphins now. Fitz is the field goal producing king this season. He's mediocre and has been his whole career. 16 years, no playoffs. Need I say more? It's Tua time.
Right. That's where we are. That's where we are. I mean, there's no debate on Tua's a starter. We went through that little hangover a few days ago when we found out. We were all surprised. We were. But start tomorrow when they show up.
Right.
Tua's already in there this morning. But when they all show up tomorrow, Tua's sitting in the front row.
I don't know why everyone is shocked by Tua starting. Fitz has been slightly above average. Go back and watch all of his throws. There have been some throws that defenders have dropped easy picks, and you're asking yourself, why did he just throw that? Fitz has too many picks. We could have beaten the Bills and the Seahawks if it wasn't for him.
Well, who was it? The Seattle Seahawks, really good linebacker, dropped 2 or 3.
Wagner.
Was it Wagner that dropped all those passes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had. We were going to make him defense player of the year if he was able to catch some of those.
Here's one that says the Stroker and Danny would go have dinner at Joe Pepe's in Miami Springs after every
home
game. There was no drop off when Don would have to come in for Danny. The Stroker could wing it. This guy also knew the post game dinner. How about that?
We used to go down there to Miami Springs. Anybody remember the old Italian restaurant? We all went down there. And a lot of us were living in Fort Lauderdale, and we would go down there and eat. Joe was just a fantastic man. I really enjoyed it, and he cooked it up, and we'd all be down there. And you're right, when Don Strock, the 1 year, that's good memory. Dan Marino hurt his knee, and Stroke, we didn't miss a beat. We won three or four games in a row, and then the playoffs started, and Danny came back in with a brace, and we kept going. But, yeah, Stroker, special guy, man. I think Don Strock is special to a lot of guys, but the thing that he'll never get enough credit for is getting Dan Marino ready to be a really good quarterback. Well, I mean, he had all the natural stuff, right. But, I mean, Danny had to go out and do it. But it was nice, like, just things that Don saw, talked to him about, plays, everything. Being a pro, just really took him under his wing like he did a lot of us. And he was, I'm a big Don Strock fan, man. That's just like a lot of people. And nobody ever played with Don Strock that didn't like Don Strock.
Right.
The only thing was secondary smoke. I could – my man smoked a lot of cigarettes. He and Bruce Hardy had smokeouts every day. Hey, we are out of time. Michael Lombardi is coming up next. We got some great NFL stuff, including the Tua take and the Ryan Fitzpatrick take. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.